This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump is quickly taking shape here in Washington. House Democrats have issued a subpoena for documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduled depositions for other officials at state. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden says the charges against Mr. Trump that he enlisted political aid from Ukraine meant to damage Biden are serious. He spoke at a campaign rally in Las Vegas.
We have a president who's violated his oath of office, a president who has put at risk our national security, a president who may, and that would be the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime.
AP's Julie Pace has a debrief on the chances Mr. Trump will be impeached by the Democratic-controlled House, with the case then going to the Republican-controlled Senate.
The reality is that President Donald Trump stands a very good chance and has a high likelihood of being impeached by the House. That is, of course, because that is a Democratic majority branch of Congress. But I do think that depending on what other evidence comes out, you want to watch Republicans. They control the Senate. That is where he would be essentially on trial if the House impeaches him. Right now, no signs that the Republicans are going to be anywhere close to convicting Trump. But you do want to watch some of these Republicans, people like Mitt Romney, people like Lamar Alexander, just for signs of whether there will be a little bit of a crack in that caucus.
That was AP's Julie Pace. Meanwhile, the Washington Post and New York Times report that President Trump's special representative for Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint that Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine's president for help in the effort to tarnish the reputation of Joe Biden. From Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan's presidential election is underway amid Taliban threats of violence. The insurgents have warned the country's more than 9 million eligible voters to stay home or risk being hurt. As if to drive home the message, there was an explosion today at a polling station in Kandahar that left more than a dozen people seriously injured. Tens of thousands of Afghan security personnel have been deployed across the country to protect voters, and traffic in the Afghan capital of Kabul has slowed to a crawl as government personnel outfitted in bulletproof vests conduct vehicle searches. Large trucks have been denied access to the city. Meanwhile, Pakistan has opened its border crossings to allow Afghan citizens to return home to vote. Afghanistan has repeatedly accused Pakistan of harboring Taliban militants, a charge Pakistan has always denied. The two main contenders in the election are incumbent President Ashraf Ghani and his partner in the 5-year-old unity government, Abdullah Abdullah. More than 300 men and boys, some as young as 5 and many in chains and bearing scars from beatings, have been rescued in a raid in northern Nigeria. Reuters correspondent Sarah Lee has the story.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children aged between 5 and late teens. It thought some had come from neighbouring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation centre. The police added that 7 people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
That was Sarah Lee of Reuters. Back here in the United States, consumer spending, a key economic indicator, was up last month, but not by much. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the August numbers may raise further concerns for the American economy.
American consumers boosted their spending just 0.1% in August. It's the smallest gain in 6 months, despite incomes growing at a solid pace. The Commerce Department says personal income was up 0.4% last month. That boosted the savings rate to 8.1%, a sign that consumers aren't overspending. Consumers are a key driver of the economy as businesses have cut their investment spending and exports have slipped. Last month's modest gain follows several months of healthy increases in consumer spending, with consumer confidence at historically high levels. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is Gene Randall, VOA News.
The VOA1, the Voice of America.